"Here, Master Doremus," Genevieve said, handing him the ivory. "A present. A replacement for the trophy that was lost." He was shivering, his clothes heavy with water. Balthus, almost completely a dog, was crouched by the dead mare. He bared his teeth and worried the unicorn's belly. Genevieve kicked him away, and he slipped, yapping, into the woods. He was part of the wild now, like Sylvana. The Drakvald was well known for claiming its own. The vampire stood between her kills, between the unicorn mare and the Graf von Unheimlich. "This is what hunters are for," she said. "For killing the things that need killing, the things that have outlived their time, have gone beyond their glory." The ivory felt smooth and beautiful in his hands. "Go home, Doremus," Genevieve said, "and bury your father. Bury him with honour. Take his name if you want, or Count Magnus's. Use your position to harry Mornan Tybalt, whatever." He was still confused about all this. "And as for him," she said, nodding at the Graf, who lay face up in the water, mouth open, "forget that he killed Count Magnus. Remember that he knew what he knew, but let him live as long as he did. That must mean something." The vampire girl was different now, commanding, strong, confident. She didn't disgust him anymore. She was old, but she looked younger now than ever before. "And you?" he said. She looked thoughtful a moment. "I'll stay here a while and lose myself in the forests. I'm a wild thing, too." Genevieve reached up and kissed him, her cold lips against his. Doremus felt a thrill course through him. "Be the man your father would have you be," she said. He left her there and made his way down past the stream. When he was out of her sight, he took one last look at the ivory and tossed it into the water. It sparkled on the stream bed, the current flowing over it. That was a better background for the trophy than any dusty wall. Nearing the lodge, Doremus realised the saying was true. One comes home, and he alone. That was Genevieve.